If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
A lot of guys, Sports Spectacular. Don't forget, it's bigsportsradio.com. If you haven't logged in and signed up yet, do that. Register for free. You can keep up with Big Ten sports. And here's the really cool thing. Starting next Tuesday, the free weekly giveaway contest begins. Yeah, cash in your hand, just like that. So what a win. Win-win. Keep up with Big Ten sports and get cash as well. The details at bigsportsradio.com. This segment presented by the good people at Busey Bank. We have had her on the show, had some interviews with her on the show, but not actually on the show herself. So we're thrilled to welcome in the new Illini women's basketball coach, Shauna Green. Hey, Coach Green, welcome to the Sports Spectacular.
Thank you so much for having me. Super excited to be on.
We're glad to have you. You know, it is funny, as you know, Adalia McKenzie, she's the Illini gal. She comes on every week. And so we have had kind of a, you know, sneak peek inside window to some of the things that you're doing. She doesn't give away any secrets, nothing like that. But, you know, it's been great to listen to her enthusiasm, even going back to last spring when you first began working with the team. Kind of talk with, I guess, since we haven't talked to you ourselves, kind of the transition and what that's like to walk into a program coming in that we've had a lot of outstanding coaches come in and talented players, but they just haven't found that level of success. What was it like to come in this spring and begin this process?
Yeah. I mean, how I look at it is like, you know, we do what we do, and I haven't really tried to overthink, you know, why hasn't other people had success here? Like if you go down that, you know, rabbit hole, then I just don't think that that's a positive way to do it. So since the moment we've stepped on campus, you know, we've just believed in how we do things and the blueprint for that. And, you know, the culture that we're trying to create, I think really success really at its core and the foundation is what kind of culture do you have in your program, in your family, which we call it. And I think those are the things we've been trying to, you know, establish and instill in our players, you know, from last spring to, you know, only having five players that from last year's team and those spring workouts into the summer when we brought our whole team together. So it's obviously a process and a long process, and just every single day really, really matters in trying to try to cultivate what we want here.
You know, we have seen that with men's basketball with Brad Underwood and kind of the same thing, a culture change coming in the last 5 or 6 years before he arrived. Were some lean years. Brett Bielema right now doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And he now talks about it almost on a weekly basis, even and said after last week's win, hey, I like what I see right now in the locker room. And again, you've got to stop losing games before you can win games. And it sounds like the same thing. Tell us about this summer and how things went. It just sounded like, again, just watching the videos that the SID office would put out and again, talking to Adalia each week and her experiences. About how that came together. Like you said, only five players coming back from last year's team. So there is a lot of team building involved as well as installing this new culture.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that the culture and the team building and the chemistry and the relationships, they go hand in hand, right? So I'm a firm believer that if, you know, you're tight off the floor and you all get along off the floor, I'm not saying you have to be best friends, but there's a respect and there's a level of relationship. So, you know, where each person's coming from, good and bad, you know them. I truly believe that that's a correlation between those two equals success. And so we really, you know, and as a coach, I wish I had a lot more hours in the day that we are allowed by NCAA rules. in order to be with the team. But we had 4 hours a week in terms of basketball on court, and then just really trying to, again, instill in our players that they need to take ownership of doing stuff outside of the floor, you know, in practice time, and that they have to know that it matters and that it helps. And I think that those are things that I give our kids a lot of credit for, because they did that. You know, I'm not going to sit there and, you know, require a team get together every single night, but I would talk about it and encourage them, and, you know, and they took that and ran with it. And I think we came, you know, really, really far in just a short time in terms of our relationships and our togetherness from the beginning of the summer to the end, when you have literally pretty much a brand new team, and no one knows anyone. No one knows anything. And, you know, I'm really proud of our players, because they, again, they took ownership in that. They listened and they went out and, you know, were very intentional in the relationship building this summer, which is key.
You had great success in Dayton in your last stop, and you've spoken in so many interviews about the process and Josh Whitman's courtship to get you to come on to the Illinois campus and leave what was a great situation with the Flyers. You are now, it's hard to believe already that we are under 30 days away from the start of preseason practice. Do you feel the team is where you would like it to be at the stage? I know it's first few months, and it's beginning into the first season, so that's a hard thing to gauge, but do you like where you are right now?
Probably, if you asked every coach in America right now, they probably don't like where they are. So
loaded question. Yeah,
us coaches, you know, we're never, you never think you're any good. And I mean, at any time, you know, we're always looking at, oh, we need to be better this, better that. But no, we've taken it really, really slow. Like, and you know, this is coming this year to last year for me. Like last year we had, you know, two 6-year seniors. We had, you know, multiple fifth years. I mean, so I'm going from a complete veteran team to a complete new team. So sometimes I have to even remind myself, okay, like, slow down, foundation, fundamentals, build it from the ground up. These guys don't assume that they know, because they probably don't know, and just really be intentional myself. So do I like where we're at? I mean, you know, I think we're getting better every day, and that's all I care about. Like, do we have enough in right now? Do we have, you know, we have so much more to put in, so much more. I mean, our playbook right now is, from my standards, is very, very, very small. But I don't want to, for me, I'm more about quality right now than quantity. And that's how I always am. So we may not have our complete, you know, offensive playbook in this year, and that's fine. I just want to be really, really good at what we do and be able to hang our hat on certain core values. So, you know, again, I'm proud of our team with how they are coming in. They're coachable, they're working hard, and we're getting better. Just, and I always tell them, 1% better every single day. And if we can keep stacking days like that, then I think the outcome, you know, the outcome is what you want it to be.
Yeah. Well, I keep referring to Adalia because, again, she's, you know, and even in text messages, I mean, she's, we joke that she's like, you know, another daughter to us, because they'll have kids her age. And so we're excited almost from a parental aspect, not just professionally on air, but we do care about, and her, the other players that we've interacted with. And they're such great quality young people. And I think that makes me excited. I'm sure, because they are your charges, it's even more so. You grew up in Big Ten country. So did you ever think that at one point you would might be coaching in the Big Ten? Was that ever something you dreamed about as a teenager?
No, I mean, I never thought that. I didn't even dream as a kid, you know, to coach. I mean, I just never, and not until the end of my college career is when I thought about coaching. So obviously grew up Big Ten, love watching it, have watched it my entire life. But yeah, if you would have told me when, you know, as a small kid in Clinton, Iowa, that I would be coaching, a head coach in the Big Ten and at Illinois, I would probably told you you're crazy. So, but I think that's what happened. You know, I've always just been the type of person that it's, you just take care of the day and you know, make, I always say, you know, make the big time where you are. And whether that was at Loras College, you know, as a, you know, assistant coach doing a million different things, or, you know, wherever I was along my stops. And then I believe if you do things the right way and work really, really hard, you know, so, some success will follow and some opportunities will arise. So just been very, very, very blessed.
Talking with Shauna Green, the head coach of the women's basketball team at Illinois, here in the newsmaker line presented by Busey Bank. And Coach Green, I wonder that we've talked about culture already here. And so many times we talk with people with Illinois, it is about culture and about the same things. Who's been, I know you don't want, I don't want to kind of put you on the spot again, but I guess, who do you reach out to in terms of that support system and with other coaches, administrators, that kind of thing here at Illinois?
Here at on campus?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that I initially, what drew me here was the people. And I've said that, you know, a million different times, and just fortunate to work with unbelievable, you know, colleagues and different coaches. Obviously, you know, working alongside, and we'll be closer once we get into Ubbin with men's basketball, and they've just been great. You know, Brad's been unbelievable. They've been, you know, we've worked together on certain things, and then, you know, letting us, it just coordinating different things, and they've been awesome. And Brett's been amazing and, you know, has talked to some recruits and had let us use their facilities. I mean, you just don't see that at a lot of places. You know, you don't see where, you know, your football coach is coming in and speaking to a women's basketball, you know, recruit or letting us use their area for official visits and photo shoots. I mean, they want us to be successful. And I think that's the special thing about Illinois. And that's very unique, is that we really are a family and people want each other to have success.
That's awesome. And I think it's great to hear as well that it's something unique here that maybe people would think happens everywhere. But as you said, that doesn't happen. You brought up my next question, and that is the Ubbin facility under just some fantastic renovations. Hard to believe that place is, like, you know, 20 years old now. What's the time frame of you guys getting back in, and where is that right now?
Yeah, we've actually practiced there a few times. Only one of the courts is ready. The men's side is ready right now, and the women's side has had a little delayed. But again, men's basketball has been unbelievable. They're letting, you know, we're sharing that one side and letting us use this while State Farm's not online, you know, with different events. So just collaborating with them, and then hopefully, you know, we'll get in there. I think we're supposed to move in, they say, the 19th or 20th into our offices. Again, you know how construction is. So will it actually be that time? Who knows? But we've been over there a lot lately, and it's absolutely amazing. I can't wait until, you know, everyone can see the finished product and, you know, to get everything together, because it is an absolute game changer.
The schedule came out last week, the Big Ten announcing their conference part of your schedule. We've known the non-con, of course, for a while here. You know, fans, I think that we were excited. I was excited to go through and I start to pick out games in the schedule that I can attend, since I don't live in Champaign. What was it for you to kind of see that? Did it mean anything to kind of see that finally come to fruition, that here's the entire slate of games and here's what's ahead, or was it a big deal for you?
You know, it's like anything. I looked at it. I liked some things. I didn't like some things. And, you know, I liked some orders of some of it and who we play, you know, certain times. I thought that, you know, aligned well. But at the end of the day, like, I really am, I'm just focused on right now and how can we get better today? We'll worry about, you know, our first game when our first game comes, and just process driven, really process driven day to day. How can we get better in every single area that we need to?
I know you didn't just move just yourself, but your husband and your son, are they enjoying Champaign-Urbana so far? How's the transition been?
Yeah, you know, it's actually gone really smooth. You know, you never know. I hadn't moved in, you know, in 6 years, and obviously my son is now in second grade. So he's kind of at the old enough to know he's leaving friends and know he's going to a new spot and having to start a new school, but still young enough where hopefully it's, you know, able to make friends relatively quickly. So, but it's gone smoothly. Everyone in the community has just been amazing. Everyone's been so welcoming everywhere we go. It's one thing, I guess I knew Champaign was small, but I guess I didn't realize it was this small, because everywhere we go, someone's going to come up and, hey, coach, and which is awesome. I love it. And I think it shows that tight family feel that I like in a community. But no, it's been great. And like I said, my family, everyone's doing well and really adjusting and kind of trying to just embrace, you know, the community and then the university and get out to a lot of different sporting events and support everyone else.
Great to see you at our tailgate a couple of weeks ago. I mean, you know, you guys were the rock stars. I mean, I think that was probably, you know, never don't think for a minute that people don't like that you're here because or love that you're here because it was great to see some of our the guests at our tent and some of the IlliniGuys.com members come up and talk with you. I want to ask you one final question and kind of put you on the spot again, because I think we all look at, you know, success in different ways. When you get to mid-April next year and look back at the season, what do you think would define success for you and for this program in year one?
Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, our ability to compete, like, and play basketball the way I want our program to play. Like, there's certain things, even like what you kind of had mentioned earlier, Larry, about, you know, like Coach B saying, you know, you can't beat yourselves. You know, like, there's certain things that, like, if we're going to get beat, I want us to get beat, not you know, us having too many turnovers or us, you know, like they're not self-inflicted wounds. So, you know, just playing the style that we want to play for our kids to compete and for our kids to believe that we can win basketball games. Like they gotta, you know, every time I step onto the floor, I think we're winning because that's just my mindset, you know, and we need our kids to have that same mindset. And then, again, how do we progress? Are we getting better? Are we competing? And then the wins and losses, you know, that's going to take care of itself. So, you know, what that looks like, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say it's this amount of wins or that. It's about just daily improvement and the ability to compete at an elite level.
Well, we are excited to get you guys out there on the court, and we encourage all the fans to get out there to State Farm Center and support this team, this coach, and your players. Coach Green, the women's Illini basketball team, we wish you much success and this coming season. And again, hopefully you'll come back and talk to us here soon once the season begins and give us an update.
No, definitely. And really appreciate it, Larry. All you guys have been amazing, and we appreciate your support. And like you said, just echo anytime I get a chance, if we can get you guys to come out, buy season tickets, come in and get to State Farm Center, we're going to need it. We got to do it together. So thank you for everything and definitely look forward to be back on.
Awesome. Shauna Green here on the Newsmaker Line presented by Busey Bank. And again, preseason, it's less than a month away. And that means the season less than 2 months away. So be sure to go to findingalani.com. Check out that schedule and buy those tickets, get out and support the team. Much more coming up here on the Sports Spectacular here along the Illini Guys Radio Network.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.